Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are starting a new topic or a new series, and we're going to really look at and discuss and hopefully discover the relationship between our soulical abilities and the supernatural realm. We have all learned things about what are called the gifts of the Spirit, and we may have learned or formed opinions about the supernatural realm. And so far, I've not really been satisfied with anything I've been taught or am currently reading about either one of those. And so what I'm in a lot of ways, what we're going to be talking about is how to experience the supernatural realm by learning how our soulical abilities work. Now, your soulical abilities are part of your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You don't need to spend a lot of time trying to figure out which is which. Doesn't really matter. Just as trying to figure out what abilities you have doesn't really matter. We categorize and study and formulate to get a better understanding, but that understanding is still part of your soul, so it's going to be limited. What you think, what you believe, what you know is limited by your soul. If your soul has never experienced something, it's going to have a limited understanding of it. Like if you've never had ice cream and you try to, somebody tries to describe to you what ice cream is, you're only going to get limited understanding. You may understand the chemistry of freezing and all the different flavors and how it's made, but until you actually taste it and find a flavor you like and experiment with your own experience, you're not going to know what ice cream is. So as we start talking about how our different soulical senses, our soulical abilities work in the supernatural realm, what we are looking for is not just an understanding, but an experience. And I don't know about you, but I've been taught that it's really hard, that it takes a lot of time and effort and, you know, God's good graces to be able to activate our soulical abilities to function with any regularity at all. And I'm challenging that as well. I think that's a misbelief. I think those abilities functioning in our soul are just waiting for the opportunity to be exercised, to be used, just as our normal senses, our eyes. Once our eyes, as a little baby, once they started working, they didn't go backwards. Once your vision, your brain figured out how your eyes worked, and you started to be able to focus, it was only forward. You never went backwards. You never lost that ability. Now, some of us need glasses and some of us need other helps to be able to see to help our vision. But it's not because we have reverted. We didn't lose that sense. Now, in our soul, they've been, our soulical abilities have been dormant. They've always been there, but they've never been used. And that's for a variety of reasons. But one of those reasons is because we have put them as a separate part of our lives, rather than they are your soulical abilities, your mind, will, and emotions. They're all tied together. You know, again, with our natural senses, we don't go, okay, I'm going to see now. We open our eyes and we see. It's a part of who we are. And you can't see, but I'm gesturing right now. I'm using my hands. And I don't think, okay, I'm going to use my hands now. You know, a lot of times I don't even think about what I'm saying. I'm just saying what I'm saying. And that's the same for in our soul. Our other aspects of our soulical abilities, our soulical being, how our soul works. It's natural. It's the way our soul is meant, was created to function, was with all the supernatural abilities functioning at 100% here on this earth. So I think what's hard and difficult and takes time is to get over our misbeliefs, the lies that we're believing, that it's somehow that your soulical abilities, your ability, you know, word of wisdom, miracles, healing, that those are somehow only for special people, or that you have to somehow qualify, turning water into wine, changing time, you know, prophetic. That's a lot of what's, you know, we'll talk about this later, about mastering time. That's where the prophetic and the wisdom and a lot of these different things that we have put words on, we have put labels on something that happens naturally. It's a normal occurrence for us. And so when we look at, you know, again, we always go back to what did Jesus look like? Now, he spent a lot of time not only learning about how to live in a body with a soul here on this earth, but he spent a lot of time just learning who the Father was, who he was, what his tasks were, what his job was here on this earth, but how to live. Now, you and I, that's our same task. Now, obviously, we have, you know, huge distinctions. We have all these soulical wounds that God is working on, that Jesus is working on right now through our spirit. And we embrace that. We embrace the whole concept that every circumstance we have is an opportunity for that healing to be taking place. And we've talked before about so much healing has already taken place, but we've still got those bad habits. And this is one of those areas where we have bad habits, is in grasping and embracing our supernatural abilities, our soulical abilities. Now, part of our challenge is your soul functions in a different realm than you're used to living in. You and I mostly live in the natural realm. Now, I like to say there's three realms of reality. There's the natural realm, the supernatural realm, and the spiritual realm. And part of our problem is that the church has mushed together the spiritual realm and the supernatural realm. And so a lot of the nature and the character of spirit has been brought low. And a lot of the character and nature of the supernatural realm has been elevated. So that's part of what we're going to talk about, is the differentiation between the different realms, how our natural senses function in the natural realm, our soulical senses function in the soulical realm, which is part of the supernatural realm. Your soulical senses are not spiritual. Your natural senses are not spiritual. They are under the spirit. The spirit always has power and authority over all other realms. But they were created. Your soul was created. Your natural body was created, which means it's not purely spiritual. When God creates something, he takes something from himself and forms it into a different character. It's not other. It's not, there's nothing that exists that is not part of God. But he limits its access. Like, take a piece of paper. It's in the natural realm, but it is not a part of the soulical realm, the supernatural realm, or the spiritual realm. And yet it was created and has, and each one of those has power and authority over that piece of paper. Now again, as we are talking about this, what's real important is to be open to hearing, letting the Lord speak to you and draw you by experience. So this coming week, hopefully you've got a regular routine for your homework, for spending time with God, and asking him, you know, what is, teach me about the supernatural realm. What are my misconceptions? Am I putting off anything? Think about, you know, your wildest hopes and dreams for what comes next, what's in heaven. After you die, what's the best that can happen? Go ahead and write that down. And then write down what the difference between that is and your life right now. And that's going to likely start to reveal some lies that you're believing. And the more we feel trapped in this life right now, the more we are giving power to those lies. Now again, wherever you're doing that, God knows about it. So this is not about feeling bad or guilty or missing out or anything. But it's an opportunity to talk to God and learn the truth. Now, sometimes he's really just trying to get our attention about something, because God is very personal, and he reveals himself in a personal way. And he, you know, will very often draw our attention to something just so he can speak to us about something else. But the nature of the supernatural is something we're going to experience more than trying to understand it. And so hopefully you read the descriptions. We're going to start going to a shorter podcast, a shorter broadcast, so we can really just get into some practical things rather than I think we all have a tendency to spend too much time trying to figure things out. And even hearing from people listening to these broadcasts over and over again keeps us from doing the homework, keeps us from trying to figure things out, because, you know, we want to do it right. Don't worry about doing it right. Just do it. And then report back, because your experience is likely to be different than anyone else's. And I may even come up with some homework sheets, little assignments that you can do when you feel like it, when you're up to it, that might, you know, give us all a pathway to learn about these things. But again, your supernatural abilities are already there. They're ready to be used. Just start using them. Just start exercising. You know how you learn to play the piano? You sit down in front of the piano and you start playing it. You start figuring out, okay, you read about, okay, where's middle C? What's the chord? What's the, you know, how do you play this song? But all that learning and understanding doesn't do any good until you sit down behind the piano and you start playing. And the more you play, the more it becomes second nature. The easier it becomes. Your ears are tuned. You enjoy it more. This is what we want to do, is we want to focus on using our supernatural abilities. And then through that, we will automatically learn how the supernatural realm works. And because we already have power and authority as spirit beings, as born-again Christians, we have power and authority over the supernatural realm. We need to learn how to exercise that power and authority. So that's our ultimate goal, to learn to live and move and have our being here on this earth, fully spirit, soul, and body. So thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions or thoughts or comments on going to a shorter format, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. We'll get together again same time next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.